sitting comfortably, settling into the foundation of the pelvis and hips and legs, settling your weight, the center, the body, so the upper body can feel balanced and soft, and bright without tension, relaxed without dullness. The feelings and thoughts and energies of the day swirl through as we settle. As we come into the opening chanting sequence, honoring the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, the pillars of spiritual practice in the Buddhist tradition. We honor the person of the Buddha and the principle of awakened being. We honor the teachings that point the way and the principle of truth. That is the connective tissue through the teachings. And we honor the Sangha. And I want to emphasize that we remember the monastic Sangha, the men and women who give their entire lives in a formal way to ensuring that these teachings and this practice is not lost from the stream of time on the earth. Honoring these three, we go for refuge to them as a gesture of admitting that this is one precious place where we could find safety and home in the turning world, in the world of change, and dissatisfaction, wanting and fearing. We could take refuge here. And then we'll chant the five guidelines for action that shelter us as we practice. The guidelines to not take life, to not disrupt the flow of energy in terms of property and possession, to not take that which isn't offered to us, to not disrupt the clarity of relationships through misusing sexuality, to not disrupt the clarity of relationships through misusing speech, and to not disrupt the clarity of relationships through the abuse of drugs and alcohol that cloud the mind. We remind ourselves of the truths of old age, sickness and death, of loss, and the deep orientation toward karma, the heart of the entire system. As we chant, you can rest in silence or allow the words to come through your own voice. And in whatever way these prayers and this orientation sets the course for you as you practice, leaning into that feeling in whatever way is right for you.
Arahang sammasambuddho bhagava buddham bhagavantam abhivadami Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato savakasango sanghang namami.
The Blessed One is accomplished and fully self-awakened. I bow to the Blessed One. The Dhamma is well taught by the Blessed One. I bow to the Dhamma. The Sangha of the Blessed One has practiced well. I bow to the Sangha.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa.
I bow to the Blessed One, accomplished, fully self-awakened.
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Duryambhi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Duryambhi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Duryambhi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Tatiyambhi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Tatiyambhi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Tatiyambhi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchami, Ti sarana gamana nitikam.
I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A second time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A third time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I have gone for refuge to the Triple Jhana.
Panatipata viramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Adinadana viramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Kamesumichachara viramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Musavada viramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Suramiraya manjapamatatana viramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Idam me silam magapalanyanasa panchayohotu.
Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to protect life. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to take only that which is offered to me. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to express my sexual energy wisely. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to speak the truth with kindness. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to abstain from intoxicants that cloud the mind. Through sila, may I realize the path and fruit of practice. I am of the nature to age. I have not gone beyond aging. I am of the nature to sicken. I have not gone beyond sickness. I am of the nature to die. I have not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved, and pleasing will become otherwise, will be separated from me. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related to my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever action I do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. Settling again into your seat, allowing attention to either open to the space or drop inward to the body, to the field of the mind. The field of the mind as an open space when thoughts subside, is not separate from the open space of the body as tensions relax and the posture clarifies. The process of settling into meditation can be thought of as a progressive letting go. Letting go of movement and settling into stillness. Letting go of fidgeting and of slumping. Settling into a balanced posture. It's alert, but easeful. Letting go of complaining, settling into acceptance. Letting go of engaging with the story of our life and settling into the unfolding moment. Letting go of thoughts as they arise. Willing to let them go. The whole process of settling toward clear energy, relaxed, open body, available heart, is one of letting go of everything that blocks that opening, that settling, that clarity. All of the obstructions to clarity and stillness, and joy, and energy in the body and mind and heart can be thought of as variations of grasping. Body or mind is trying to do something, trying to resolve an ache or a pain, trying to feel safe, trying to feel protected, trying to guarantee a comfortable future or prevent a painful future, trying to resolve the past, to resolve the painful past into the forgiven past. If all of the tensions in the body and mind are aspects of grasping, then all of the antidotes are aspects of letting go. You notice a thought train, letting it go and coming back to the body. When you notice a story spinning about the body, letting go of the story and coming back to sensation. When sensation gets too busy, letting go of it and coming to a simpler foundation of just the breath. Or the feeling of kindness is a letting go. And the feeling of resting once something has been let go, is a subtle, extraordinary pleasure. And you decide finally that you no longer need something, and you put it out on the street, or you give it away, or you throw it out. The open space that remains there, where that object or idea once was, that open space is a profound gift. So meditate in this way, falling in love with open space, with stillness and clarity, with unblocked energy in the body mind. A basic practice is to hold gently to an anchor that is constant and gently pleasurable. Like the breath, if it is comfortable, just feeling breath rise and fall in the body. Holding to this one experience at the foreground of our attention allows everything else to fall back. You can also do this with sounds appearing and disappearing, or the sense of the body in its posture. Just resting into one thing, each movement of breath, each movement of mind coming back, reconnecting with that one thread. And as everything falls away around it, space opens to be rested into, expanded into. To be simply received as a gift. Letting go is really a way of coming out of delusion in relation to time. Everything lets go on its own. Nothing sticks around. At the end of the year, maybe this is the clearest reflection we can make, that whatever this year has been, it's just about done. Everything that happened will never happen again in that way. The whole story, even the story won't stay the same. So every moment of coming back to the breath, to the shape of the body, to sounds, the vibrating field that is the experience of you right now is a moment of letting go of the past, letting go fully of everything that's happened before and hasn't happened yet. Even letting go of the idea of the present. And there's just this rising and falling, like a tide in the body. With a vast open space all around it. We'll sit in silence together. And we'll chant again to finish the sitting. End of the sitting period, bringing to the heart the feeling of kindness. the intention toward kindness for ourselves and others. Tonight and always. In chanting, we allow the chant to come, or the words to come from that part of us that wishes that ourselves and others and everyone might find the conditions for safety and ease of heart that allow letting go and deep practice to unfold. We'll chant together the Discourse on Loving Kindness, the Metta Sutta. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. Whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.